When it happened that we had parted from them and had set sail, we came with a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. Having found disciples, we stayed there 7 days. These said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. When it happened that we had accomplished the days, we departed and went on our journey. They all, with wives and children, brought us on our way until we were out of the city. Kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. After saying goodbye to each other, we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we were arrived at Ptolemais. We greeted the brothers and stayed with them 1 day. On the next day, we, who were Paul's companions, departed and came to Caesarea. We entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. As we stayed there some days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming to us, and taking Paul's belt, he bound his own feet and hands, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so will the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard these things, both we and they of that place begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." When he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The Lord's will be done." After these days we took up our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, bringing one Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we would stay. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly.